Hi, I'm doing this podcast not because I'm special or a genius or some fucking, I'm not the brightest bulb in the chandelier, I can guarantee you that. But I can tell you that my theme today is children fighting, you know, watching Greek television and you see TikTok and the phenomena of children like getting into fights and girls too, it doesn't matter. What I'm trying to say is that I was a kid once. I fought especially bullies and whatever. I fought, like, I had to fight. I didn't want to fight. I just had to learn to fight because of bullies. There's just no other way for my life. Like, I learned, you know, to fight, and I practiced as a child. I was, like, athletic and healthy. And I practice in the ninja movies, martial art movies, you know. But I'm sort of different because my training, my practice in martial arts fighting was to the philosophy of the Oriental. I didn't want to beat up people or attack people. It was more self-defense. And, you know, like, even if I could help a kid, you know, because I did, actually, I did defend kids, you know. I got into fights, and I've been punched in the face many times, and, you know, I fought back, you know. But my point is that No one's talking about UFC, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was back in the day in the 70s and 80s, you know, it was boxing and stuff. You wore gloves, you have a referee. It's man to man then, you know. It was, like, with rules, no, you know, pulling hair, no hitting below the waist, or no, like, they had rules to it. Martial arts, the Karate Kid, you know, Van Damme and Bruce Lee and all that. And even in China, we watched from even China with their dubbed the voice. You know, China made martial art movies too, like on VHS beta. But UFC, no one, like, I hear the media like saying it, we're going to make the law stricter. We're going to do this, that. It's an unacceptable. Punish the parents, punish the kids. Fighting has always happened through thousands of years. It's just natural for kids to fight. I guarantee you that. There's not one time in human history where kids fought, but they're saying it's getting out of hand. That's what they're saying. It's the numbers and videotaping it. And, you know, it's like, I can guarantee you children fought and always will fight. In the future, they will fight too because, you know, kids. But one thing about kids, usually they fight and forget about it. But as you get older, the kids that get older, now they're threatening, like, to. But it's always happened that way. Their bullies will always be bullies. And some kids take martial art classes and instead of, you know, using the real theory by martial arts, self-defense, they attack kids, you know, because they have knowledge of certain fighting techniques. And, you know, they will attack kids and even younger. There's this one punk, like, this guy was an adult tow truck driver anyways, and this guy would attack children, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, young teenagers, and they thought he was tough. He was a jerk, man. Like, he didn't fight no one. He would attack kids. And that's how it is. Bullies are bullies in their mind. I don't know what they think. Like, they're tough. But shit happens, you know? You're going to meet someone that's going to take care of the bullies. History repeats itself. There's going to be fights. There's going to be bullies. There's going to be people that can't handle the bullies, and the bullies will get their punishment too, you know. What goes around comes around, karma. But my point is, UFC is on the fucking internet. And, no, you know, it's everywhere. It's, like, so popular today. It's unbelievable popular. In every country, there's UFC fighters today, from Brazil to US to Afghanistan or some shit, or fucking China or some shit, Europe, Greece, wherever, Africa. UFC is worldwide. And no one is talking about UFC. And it's not really the problem, UFC. You know what I would tell the parents? If you're, like, you can make millions of dollars being a fighter, right? It's like a legitimate sport today, you know, with rules and this and that. If your child wants to fight, there's a law in Greece. You're responsible for your children's actions. They're going to make strict rules. If your child is like a child that's, you know, aggressive and wants to fight, you know what I recommend, parents? Put him in a school. You know what I'm saying? Because technically, it's a career today. You know what I'm saying? Like, put him in a school where the teachers of you know, fighting, teach the child not just to fight, but ethics and discipline and brotherly fighting love, because respect for your opponent, like honor what you do in martial arts. That's what it's about. Like there is before warfare, but today no one fights with the sword or their hand. Anyway, it's the gun that, you know, no one fights with their hands no more, or the sword, you know, or the whatever. So the gun is like martial arts, fighting, UFC. The people that are the teachers, like the people that have mastered, are real good at it. Usually they teach it and should teach the proper way of fighting as an honor. Like when you fight, you're an opponent, you have respect for it. It's not personal. It's not hating them. You're not trying to hurt them for the sake of hurting. It's to see who's the better fighter as a sport. So parents, if your child has signs of, you know, wanting to fight or aggressive behavior, you know, put him in some, like, I believe there's someone will teach all around the world, like there's schools, someone that knows how to fight to teach them to be an apprentice in fighting. And not just the fighting, like I said, but to teach them more than fighting. It's like work. It's work. It's your job today. You can end up being a professional fighter, like boxing and martial arts. I think boxing's the number one paid, and then sumo. It's, I don't know if it's fighting, but it's sort of like wrestling, pushing. That you get paid big money for sumo in Japan there. And now UFC's taken over. And I'm telling you, parents and teachers, and UFC is playing a role, because the internet, it's UFC fighting is on the internet. And kids, I guarantee you, can see clips are on TV, fighting on the internet. And like I said, though, it's not just UFC. Before UFC, before professional martial arts, before kids always fought and always will. It's a fact, and it can't stop, okay? Kids, just like adults fight, but with kids, it's like we have a chance to discipline them, to teach them, to like not be an idiot, not be a bully, not to use your strength for negativity to hurt people. That's the only, once they're an adult, they usually end up in jail, because I met a few guys that could not stop fighting and they ended up killing people, to be honest, you know. From kids, they fought, they jumped people, and they just could not stop. So we want to put these kids in a proper school with proper teachers to teach them, listen, kids, You want to fight? You can fight in, like, they allow you to fight each other with a referee, a teacher, to see who's the better fighter. And you can even make a career about it. You know, today it's possible. You can be, like, you can make a lot of money being a great fighter. So teach them, like, take the kids, and even in school, like, I don't understand. They have sports in school and stuff, but maybe, you know, fighting is something that school shouldn't have, like, teach it. Like, it should be private taught. And I'm telling you that if, like me, for instance, I could have beat up people, but because, you know, growing up in Chinatown, seeing the clubs, the philosophy of martial arts, it helped me understand that. Even my uncle told me, you know, this, like, you could have all the martial arts, ninjutsu, Brazilian, you can't stop a bullet anyway. So, like, you know what I'm saying? And bullies will get theirs. No matter how tough you are, there's always going to be someone tougher because they're younger and you get older. You know, history repeats itself. You can be tough, and then some young guy will take you out. It's just history and repeating itself. So people, think about it. Think about what's on the internet, and it's causing kids to fight. TikTok being, like, on video especially, and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They think, you know, they want to show off they're tough, and kids defend themselves, and it's like, I hope I make sense, you know. I hope I made sense today that the internet is something. But like I said, we can fight it by these kids that are aggressive, put them in a school so they learn to make a career if they're talented, and they can fight with like referees. It's controlled fighting. You know what I'm saying? And with honor.